The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? It is the first day of December. Can you believe it? And this is the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand and show of record. I, of course, am the coach. We are powered by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports. And last night, this is the beauty and the agony of basketball. I already see the chat is already going, all of you beautiful people, talking to each other, missing out on half-point parlays and doing this and that. Let's go ahead and show you our recap for yesterday. And Alabama, once again, doing work quietly, being the savage on the ice. And our guy, Zach Attack, he was on the Suns last night. I tailed that. Thank goodness. And then, of course, Martin Green. Plenty more on the site today. A full schedule in the Premier League. If you want some more plays, become a member of Sportsline. You can get all of his articles and all of his picks. All right, let's bring in the stars of the show. It's a Wednesday. Sometimes you got to pick yourself up. Sometimes middle of the week, you got to look at yourself in the mirror, M Square, and say, listen, I'm getting refocused, rebranded, re-energized. Today's that day. M Square, good morning.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, fellas. Nice to see you all today. I got some college basketball plays for you today. Fired up. It's a big, big slate today.
Snap. Wednesdays are big in college basketball. Can't wait for that. Then live from Las Vegas, Nevada, Zach Attack, Zach Zimity. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. No, college basketball is my streakiest sport right now. I just don't have it. But NBA, I'm coming back around. We had the Suns yesterday. And luckily, because when Devin Booker went down, I'm like, oh, here we go. We're going to have an 0-2 day on the show. But they shut down Steph Curry, luckily, and they pulled away late with Chris Paul leading the way. So got two more plays today. Going to try to balance it out.
Thank goodness. Steph Curry had an historically bad game for him. I guess if I could talk, it was my job. Okay, now. He's talking about streaky. He's talking about college basketball. I'm talking about Jay Smooth. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Yeah, it's been a little bit cooler this week. We're still doing fine. The model's plodding along close to around 50% over the last 4 or 5 days. But you want to know what? We're back with some big edges. It's exciting. We got 80 games on the slate, as Mike mentioned. So let's get to it.
Yeah, I can feel the excitement just jumping off the screen when you're talking at me. Jiminy Christmas. Pick it up. Maestro, good morning.
Good morning, Coach. I'm in a good mood. I had a rough start to college hoops, but I got back to basics yesterday, and that means SIUE cashing a ticket on the site. So I'm hoping that will get me rolling. I also have a big announcement coming tomorrow regarding Allie, and I'll save it for tomorrow when she's back on the show.
Wow, something about the Ice Queen. And full transparency, I have no idea what it is. Okay. All right. I'm excited now. All right, here we go. Let's go. Storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And I'm going to go ahead and start. I'm going to start because late last night, the Lakers announced that LeBron James will be in the protocols, which means he could miss several games. And you hear the players talk about it afterwards. Apparently, he's not mentally in a great space. They're like, we're feeling for him, for his family. But the bottom line is the Lakers have been struggling, and they will continue to struggle without LeBron James in the lineup. So make sure you pay attention before you bet on the Lakers. All right, Zach Attack, we're going to college basketball. For your storyline, what do you have for us today?
Yeah, Detroit Mercy is a team we profiled at the start of the college basketball season. They're tough, 9-game road trip. They do this pretty much every year against high-profile matchups. You know, those smaller schools get paid to play against those teams, but it hasn't went well for them. They are 0-6. We had against them the first play of the season with Wyoming, blew them out, and they're not covering numbers. Yesterday, they didn't cover against Northeastern. It was a 6.5-point spread. They lost by 10, but at 0-6, I might not be on the show when they're playing these three matchups coming up. IUPUI, they're playing Illinois, Chicago, and Kent State. Those are three smaller schools. You have to believe a couple of those matchups they should be able to cover, maybe even win. So I will profile Detroit Mercy going forward before the end of this 9-game road trip.
All right. Very, very good. We'll keep our eye on Detroit Mercy. We're also keeping our eye on the New York Giants because they're terrible and because now they may be looking for a new quarterback. Maestro, talk to me.
Yeah, the Giants were very fortunate to get that win over the Eagles, but now Daniel Jones has a strained neck. He is not expected to go, and you saw that by the way the line jumped from -3 to -5. It's going to be Mike Glennon. They also added Jake Fromm, which is another telltale sign they needed a quarterback. And how about the Miami defense? The four-game winning streak, averaging 11.5 points allowed. And the Dolphins have a very easy schedule to finish the season. I'm holding an under 9.5 ticket on them, so I hope they don't do it, but they could easily run the table with their schedule.
Oh, my goodness. I hope not either. I have a bunch of future tickets, thanks to you idiots that I follow all the time, that are just sitting in my account doing nothing until the end of the season. All right, let's get into our board because we got a lot to talk about today. And I tell you what I told you. There is a full schedule in the English Premier League. Now, our first play is going to be from Martin Green. If you want all the picks or many more picks, become a member of Sportsline. If you don't want to do that or you're a little skeptical, I got you. Use a promo code EDGE. I'm going to give you 30 days for free. You can get this pick and then many other picks from Martin Green if you were a Sportsline member. So here we go. Liverpool, they have been a goal-scoring machine. Today, we're going to go -1.5 over Everton. That brings that number down to +110. It's a 3:15 p.m. Eastern kick. Liverpool just scored 4 goals in the Champions League over the weekend. What do you think they're going to do today? Yeah, they're going to blow out Everton. All right. Now, I told you we need a little refocus. Sometimes you need to pick yourself up. We do this 7 days a week. It can be easy to get lethargic, easy to get complacent, but that's not what we do. So M squared, I'm feeling this morning. A little bit tight, but they got the shoulders going. So rolling. M squared, you know the drill, son! Let's go. Give it to me.
All right, let's start with some college basketball. I'm looking at Penn State -2.5. You can find this at -2.5 on DraftKings, -3.5 most other places. I would play it all the way up to -5. They're at home facing Miami. It's critical when they're at home. A lot of the early season in college basketball is neutral site tournaments. They return home, much like Ohio State did over Duke last night. Home, being at home early in the college basketball season, right before students leave for the holiday, it's a great time. It's a great atmosphere on campus. It is a home court advantage. But what I'm looking at here is they were impressive. They had a 15-point win over Oregon State, an overtime loss to LSU, where they still ended up covering the spread. Typically, an underdog making it to overtime does not fare well against the spread. They still covered in overtime. I like the way that they shoot from the perimeter with Jalen Pickett and Miles Dredd. I think this is a good spot for him. The contrasting styles of play, I like that they're the team that likes to play a little slower, a little more controlled game, especially on their home floor. I just think it's a tough spot for this Miami team. I know a lot want them to bounce back after a 32-point loss to Alabama, but this team also, they lost to Dayton by 16 in a game where they were favored by 6. I just have some major questions about Miami. Now you put them on the road. Give me Penn State -2.5.
I love the nugget about being back home on campus. It matters. Energy matters. I can't tell you how difficult it was to go on the road when I was playing college hoops and play on the – it was just hard. It was hard. It makes a difference. All right, Zach Attack, you're going to go one each, college hoops and NBA. The floor is yours.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get this college play. Wisconsin Badgers -3.5 against Georgia Tech. This is going to be the Badgers' first true road game of the season. They are in the top 25 of 23rd ranked team, so sometimes these are trickier spots, but I like the blend and mix of their team. 4 sophomore and freshmen starting in that lineup, and they do have senior Brad Davidson still there. But I look at Georgia Tech. They have that up-and-down pace that bodes well for Wisconsin. You know, Wisconsin aims to score in that 65 to 69-point range. They've done so in their last 3 games. And I think that gives them the upper hand because they know how to win playing at that pace, while Georgia Tech, they're trying to intermix a new group of players. So we'll take Wisconsin. And then also I want to mention, I almost left this out, the Big Ten ACC Challenge. It started on Tuesday. The Big Ten has flat-out dominated this, 6-1 overall. We saw Ohio State come back and beat Duke. We saw Iowa beat Virginia a couple days ago. And the only win – It was a lucky win, I'll say, because I'm a Syracuse fan. Syracuse had to win in two overtimes against Indiana. So watch out for Wisconsin. I think they continue the trend of the Big Ten dominating the ACC. And then in the NBA, Oklahoma City Thunder has dropped down a half point to -2.5 against the Houston Rockets. The Rockets were 1-15, have won three straight somehow. I think that's had to do with the rookie Jalen Green being hurt. Eric Gordon's entered the starting lineup. They've looked a lot better. But I will say they now have four wins tied with Orlando and Detroit. And I think sometimes when that happens, teams look at it. They're playing for the draft lottery, obviously. They look at that, and then all of a sudden, they backpedal. So I think I'll take the Oklahoma City Thunder here, -2.5 on a small number.
This screams a Zach Attack spot. This is just your sweet spot. Finding contrarian play and banging it for the show. I like it. I like it a lot. All right. Jay Smooth, you said you had cooled off a little bit. Well, I can think of nothing better than reigniting today. What do you got for us?
I think it was the dancing coach, so I'm actually trying to keep
that was
it a
terrible.
Little bit.
Yeah, that was terrible. It was pretty bad. By the way, I need to stop you real quick. I need to stop you real quick. Okay. I forgot. I don't want to forget this. So Mario's having a tough week. Mario, quick shout out from the fam. Quick shout out from the show. We got you. That's why you're here, positive. Sorry you're having a rough week. We got you. Now. Jay Smooth, my apologies. The floor is yours.
Important things need taken care of. But all right. So I'm going to go with Missouri State -6.5. I have three plays today. My first one is Missouri State. I like the Bears. They're top 75 ranked team in most models. Some even have them edging close to that top 50 spot in D1. They're going to be playing a team that just, you know, I don't really like the Illinois State Redbirds here today. I make this one closer to a 10-point game. You're getting this around 6.5, so it's a pretty good edge in the model. Then we're going to go with South Alabama -6. Another one where you're getting a decent edge. You should be able to find this -6. -6.5 is fine. I make it -9.5, so I really do like that 3-point edge. Southern Mississippi just isn't that great. I think this should definitely be a little bit bigger. So we're going to fade them. We're going to take South Alabama. And then lastly, I'm going to take Utah Valley. You should be able to find this around 14.5 still. They're the underdog here today playing BYU. This should be much closer to around 11.5, maybe even 11 points. This is a big game. This is the game that Utah Valley was probably looking forward to when the schedule was created. These are huge teams in Utah. I just don't think that it should be around 14, 15 points. My model has this one coming in around 10.5, 11. So pretty decent spread there. And then I like that Penn State play too from Mike.
Oh, so you're backing up the Penn State play from Mikey as well. Well, apparently that is something that's going around this morning, that everybody is backing everybody else up. Because apparently people like the Jay Smooth dancing gif
that
the boss has sent out the other day. I thought it was the worst.
I don't know. I know you don't, Carl. I know you're a little against it there, Coach. But who knows? Maybe it'll stick.
I'm a lot against it. I'm not a little against it. I'm a lot against it. All right. You guys are amazing in the chat. Just amazing. Keep it up. All right. We're up against it. So grab your paper. Oh. See, you throw me off. No, I'm just messing. All right. Maestro. Whenever I have to deal with Jay Smooth, see what happens? It just gets off the rails. It just gets off the rails. But I feel like you're going back to the NBA tonight, and this, to me, is an absolute five-star. No, we don't do that here. Maestro, what do you got?
No, but I do absolutely love it. And Mike Barner, I saw, is on the same side, which makes me feel good. Cavaliers +7. It was 7.5. It is going down, even though Jimmy Butler could be back. Tyler Hero probable to come back. Bam Adebayo is questionable, but should play. Even if they all come back, this Cavaliers team, I mean, 6-4 on the road. They just blew out the Mavericks. They have a great young core, second fewest points allowed in the league. Tremendous rim protection with Mobley. They're 8-2 the last 10 games that this kid has played. He's so unselfish. I just love this team. Giving them 7 points, I think it'll be a tight game, a defensive game. Take the points with the Cavs.
All day long, plus the 7. I love it. All right, we're up against it. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap. We hope, because AB is on the ones and the twos. Oh, and look what he does. And apparently all of AB's friends are in the chat because they're all waiting for the AB3. Can't wait for the AB3 today. All right, Maestro's on the Cavaliers +7. M squared, Penn State -2.5. They're coming back home. Home game, it matters. Zach Attack, two plays today. Wisconsin in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Then the Thunder -3 against the Rockets. Then Jay Smooth, Three college plays today. We're going to go Missouri State, South Alabama, and Utah Valley. And then one play from the site, Liverpool minus a goal and a half, minus or plus 110. By the way, many more picks at Sportsline if you're a member from Martin Green. Just saying, you could do that today, right now. And then the AB3, straight money line parlay, the way we like it. Duquesne, NC State, and the Pacers. All they have to do is win, plus 281. I like it a lot. All right, let's have a great day. Pay it forward. Remember, sometimes you need to be re-energized. Tell yourself that. Look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I got you. And Mario, we got you. All right, there's only one thing left to do, and you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these midweek Wednesday tickets straight to the pay window. Don't forget about our mega college football preview. It is championship week. AB and the boys today, 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on this channel. Turn on your notifications. All right? We're having a great time. Hopefully you do too. Have a great day. Tell all your friends about the Early Edge. Good luck.